Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Lili Nishmas of Yomori, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're going to begin on the very bottom line of Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Rav Loz ben Yaakov Omer, Koshra Lefnei Abahema B'shul Shalot Teitze, that you are allowed to make a knot on Shabbos in front of an animal to make sure the animal will not leave the stable. So let's say you have the front of the stable, you want to tie a knot. Says the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, you're allowed to tie and untie that because it's something that was made to be tied and untied each and every day. Every single day was made to be tied and untied. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de isle tarte isare. We're talking about a case where there were two ropes in front of the animal. One rope was on the bottom and one rope was on the top. And if you only untied one rope, you could still have the animal slide underneath it. So maybe you would just leave the top one tied forever. We'd be choshish for that. Mahu the same, or you might have thought, chada minayu betulei mevatel, that one, you might have thought, one of the knots, you're going to just leave there. Kamash malon, that no, that usually when you have two knots in front of the animal, you're going to tie and untie each of them each day. We follow the spin of Rabbi ben Yaakov, who says that it's permissible to tie a knot of a rope in front of an animal that it doesn't leave. Says the Gemara, Amale Abaye, Halacha Michlal de Pligi? Are you saying that we pass in the halacha this way? Are you implying that the Chachamim is an opinion that disagrees? Amale, Mainaf Glachmina, Sir of Yosef, the Rebbe, said to Abaye the Talmud, why do you care whether someone disagrees with this or not? Either way, my point is that we follow his opinion. What's the difference whether there's a dispute or not? Amar Leis, Abai said back to his Rabbi Rav Yosef, what do you mean? Gemara Zemarta to, hey, you think that when we learn Torah, we're just singing songs here? It's irrelevant. If you tell me how the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that sounds like there's a dispute about it. So I don't just want to just be saying things that aren't true. If everyone agrees to it, then you don't have to tell me that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you could just tell me what the halacha is. The fact that you tell me you paskin like him sounds like there's a dispute. So we need to know those things. We need to know that. Let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Koshrin deli bepiskia. So you are allowed to tie a pail, a bucket that's used in a well. You know, you draw water from the well. Well, actually, from a pit, talking here about a bore. So you are allowed to tie on Shabbos the bucket to the top of the pit with a piskia, with like a belt. Since it's your belt that you use for a lot of different things, you're not going to leave it forever. You're going to tie it when you need it and untie it when you don't need it. You're not going to leave it there. So it's not a kesher shel kayama, so it's mutter. Avalo b'chevel, but you're not allowed to tie the bucket to the top of the pit with a rope, because that's what a rope is used for. And if you tie it on Shabbos, you're going to leave it there forever. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says even with a rope, it's permissible. We'll have to figure out why. Klalam Rabbi Yehuda kol kesher she'eino shel kayama. A rule that Rabbi Yehuda teaches is any kesha she'eino shel kayama, if it's not going to last, then you're not chayef for it. So now the simple pshat of the mission is that this rule, zakla klalam Rabbi Yehuda, that's going on that which Rabbi Yehuda just said before, that since it's not shel kayama, that's why it's mutter. But Tosfos and Dibur Maskil Klal has a problem with this. And other is showing him. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says it's mutter. Hello, Rabosai, take a look. The last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda matir. He says mutter. Then he says, Klalam Rabbi Yehuda, kol keshin shakayama, ein chayavin olav. Ein chayavin doesn't sound like it's mutter. It sounds like you're not chayav, but it's still usur. What's going on over here? That's Tosfos Kasha. Take a look at the top Tosfos. Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Tema Hechakai. Ia Milse Kamaisa. If this is going on the first statement, Hasam Matir Lagamre. Vachakatani Ein Chayel Masho Ha Isura Ika. Kitadiyak Hashas Lael. So Tosfos gives a number of explanations to this. One, Tosfos gives two answers. One, when Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that Ein Chayavin, he's referring to even a bow on top of a knot is usur if it lasts. Unlike Chachamim who hold, we said earlier, that a bow on top of a knot is always mutter. Right? Let's say a person's going to tie his shoes on Shabbos with a knot with a bow on top of it. But he knows he's going to leave it for a week. He's just going to slip his shoe on and off as they're tied. So then that could be a problem on Shabbos, if it's Shel Kayama. As opposed to Chachamim that say, no, that an aniva is always mutter. The second answer Tosis gives is, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to disagree with what we said before, that Rabbi Meir said, any knot that you could untie with one hand, you're not chayv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, if it's going to last, even if you can untie it one hand, you are chayv. You are chayv. So that's what he means. Kol kesha she'eino shel kayama, ein chayav in a love. Which means, he's arguing on that we said earlier. Rabbi Meir said, "Kol kesher shu yochel latir b'achas miyadav, ein chayalav." Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that if kol kesher shel kayama chayav in a love, even if you could untie it with one hand, but if you made it to last, you're going to be chayiv. It's only if it's not to last that you're not chayiv, even if you could untie it with one hand. So Tosfos has different explanations of what's going on here. But again, the question is glaring. You have in the second line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mata, then you have, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Chayavin. Ein Chayavin sounds like you're not Chayav, but it's still Usur. So that's the question Tosfos addresses. Fine, let's continue. Says the Gemara, what kind of rope are we talking about over here? Chevel Demai. Ilay Mechevel Dam, it's a regular rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Kesha Shel Kayamahu. How in the world Rabbi Yehuda would Matir to tie a rope in a pit of water? That rope is going to stay there forever. Ella chevel de garde. No, we're talking about a rope that belongs to a weaver. So it's a type of rope that he uses for weaving. So he's not going to leave it there. He's just using it there for a moment. He needs it to draw water from the pit, but he's not going to leave it there. That's where Rabbi Yehuda Mutter says, "Well, what? So then, why did Rabbanan say it's usher if he's not leaving it there?" Lemeimer de Rabbanan savre. Chevel de garde, atu chevel de alma. The gazrin and chevel de garde, atu chevel de alma. So you mean, so what's the logic of chachamim? The chacham say, listen, a regular rope is for sure going to be aser. But now you're going to use the weaver's rope. So we make a gzera, we forbid the weaver's rope because people might get it confused with a regular rope. Rabbi Yehuda suffer lo gazrin, and Rabbi Yehuda says, now we don't make such a gzera. We distinguish between a regular rope and a weaver's rope. Or Ramin will ask you a contradiction. Chevel deli shenifsak. We have a brisa that says, if you have a rope on a bucket that breaks, the rope breaks, lo yeh kostro, don't tie it up, because that's usher on Shabbos ela onvo, just make a bow. And we don't, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Chachamim say, you make a bow. And we don't say, since if you made a knot, it would be usur, so a bow we're also going to prohibit. We don't say that. We don't make exera. Chacham here don't make exera. Before Chacham did make exera. Here we say Chacham not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, korech alav punda. He says you can use a belt to attach the two of them together. O piskia, or another type of belt. Uvavad shaloya anvenu. But you're not allowed to make a bow. Why? Because we make a gzera, don't use a bow, because people might come to use a regular knot. So it's exactly the opposite. Kasha de Rabbi Huda, de Rabbi Huda, Kasha de Rabbana, de Rabbanan. When it comes to the rope of the weavers versus the regular rope, so Rabbi Huda doesn't make the gzera and the Chacham do make a gzera. When it comes to bowing versus knotting, it's the opposite. Rabbi Huda, Chacham don't make the gzera. Rabbi Yehuda does make the gzera. Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. What's going to be the obvious answer? It depends. Which is considered to be more similar? Two types of rope or two types of knots? Which is more similar? Oh, that's exactly Marshai. The answer. Zakti Gemara. The Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. Lo Kasha. Chevel b'chevel michlif. Aniva b'kshira lo michlifa. a regular rope versus the rope of a weaver, people are going to come to confuse those. They're both ropes. So that's why Chachamim say you make a gzeira over there. But a knot versus a bow, people know the difference between a bow and a knot. So a bow is permissible because it's not, it doesn't last as long. And a knot is going to be forbidden. That sounds like a good svara. So what's the other way? What's the answer to this theory? The reason why they make a gzeira, Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzeira, is not because he's afraid people are going to confuse tying a knot with tying a bow. Ella aniva gufa kshirahi. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda has his shita. We don't hold this way. Rabbi Yehuda, his shita is that a bow is taka usser. It's not because he's worried about a gzeira. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about gzeiras, but he holds making a bow on Shabbos is in fact usser. He holds that a bow is considered to be usser.
He considers a bow permanent.
He considers, la halacha, yeah. He considers a bow, and again, now Joe, let's remember, Joe, it's not only whether he considers a bow permanent, it also depends on how long you decide to leave it for. So both are factors. But yes, so down over here, my Gemara, note Tezayin over here in the Masifta, he says like this, right? Keshem Uli, it sounds a simple pshat in the Gemara, Joe. Ella aniva gufa kshira. We don't follow this opinion, Joe. We follow Chachamim, who say that aniva is not a legit kesher at all. It's not a legit kesher at all. We saw before. But lahalacha, we pass like Chacham that aniva is not a kesher, and therefore it is permissible to tie your shoes on Shabbos with a single bow over a single knot. You're not supposed to do a double bow, I don't think. Some people say a double bow is okay too. I was reading in Rabbi Ribiat today. But everyone holds, almost everybody holds that a regular, except for the Hasidim, that's why the Hasidim wear slip-on shoes. They wear slip-on shoes on Shabbos, they don't want to tie at all. But most people hold that a regular knot and a single bow on Shabbos, that's for sure not going to stick. That's not going to stay. I mean, it depends how thin your laces are and stuff. But anyway, we pass like Chacham, it's mutter. Even if you plan on keeping it for a week, let's say Dr. Joe, you're going to tie your shoes, but you're going to slip the shoes on and off. You're going to keep that knot for a week. Nevertheless, we paskin, it's still mutter, because the bow is considered to be, by definition, insignificant. Even if you plan on having it go for a week or a month or a year, like the tie. My kid makes his tie. He leaves it on for 3 years. So, but if it's a bow, it's going to be mutter. That's the way we paskin. Now, the Beis Yosef holds that it's usser to make this type of knot if it's going to last, because it's a full kesher, a knot with a bow on top of it. But the Ramah paskins that the oilam is noeg to make an aniv on top of one kesher. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in the name of the Achronim, even the Ramah was only matir if you're gonna untie it that day. And the Chiddush is that it's not a Maisa Uman, therefore it's mutter to do it if it's not Lakayama. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you make a kesher agabe, an aniva agabe kesher, even one bow on top of one knot, if you're planning on leaving it for a week or a month, it's usser, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Like a lulav, for instance. You shouldn't just make the aniva on Shabbos. V'zeu shenog liksharas sruche ana'alayim ba'aniva agabe kesher on Shabbos. And the reason why shoes are okay is because people usually untie their shoes within a day. So that's the easiest way to do it. However, if it's just two bows with no knot, everyone agrees that's mutter. Okay. A lot of discussion over here. Fine. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Chibar Rashi Amar Rav. Mevi adun chevo mitoch beso v'koshro bipara uve evos. A person's allowed to bring a rope and tie one end of it to his cow and one end of it to the trough where the cow is eating from. And we're not worried you're going to leave it there because your cow's not going to stand there forever. You're going to untie it. Now, even though one of them, you might leave one of them. Right? You might leave either the one attached to the cow. Still, it doesn't matter. We say it's mutter. Eisvei Rabbi Acha Aricha. Dehu Rabbi Acha bar Papa l'Rabbi Abba. Chevel shebe'evus kosher b'para. If you have one side of the rope tied to the trough, you're allowed to tie it to the cow. B'shebe'para kosher b'evus. And if it's already tied to the cow, you can tie it to the trough. Uvavad shelo yavichem domezo v'yikshebe'para b'evus. You're not allowed to do both. Answer the Gemara. Hasam chevel de'alma. That's a regular rope. We're afraid you're going to leave it on one side or the other. But hacha chevel de garde. But here, in the words of Rav, he was talking about the rope of the weavers. The rope of the weavers, there's no way he's going to leave it there. He needs it for weaving also, so he's not going to leave it there more than a day. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about parts of the loom, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kli kivai, the various vessels used in the weaving process on a loom, a portable loom, mutar l'tatlan b'shabbos. So the large sticks, the large poles of the thing, you're allowed to be metal to them on Shabbos. A machlokas are we showing them what's going on. Simple pshat is that it's a klisha malachto le'iser, but you could also use it for heterim. So either it's a klisha malachto le'iser le'heter, that's why it's mutter, or it's a klisha malachto le'iser. Some rishonim say it's a klisha malachto, so it's mutter to move it letzarach gufo letzarach makoma. Says the Gemara, b'amin emir Rav Yehuda, kovet ha'elyon, the upper beam of the weaving, which holds on, that's the one that you wind the chute hashesi on, the kovet ha'tachton, and the ones on the bottom, which is the beam on the bottom, which is used for the actual garment. Mahu, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to move them on Shabbos? Do we say since kovet they were very heavy, so maybe you don't use them for anything else? So what did he answer? In v'lava rafi b'yadiv. Sometimes he said yes, no, and he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what the answer was. Rav Yehuda wasn't sure the answer. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kli Kivai. So these vessels of the weavers, Mutar l'tatlan b'shabbos, Afilu, Kovet Elyon, Kovet HaTachton, Aval lo es ha'amudim. But not the side beams. Why are you telling me the side beams that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos? How are they different from the Kovet Elyon HaTachton? Ilema Dekovet Gumos. Maybe because the side beams are what you stuck it into the ground with. And when you remove them from the ground, it's like going to dig a hole in the ground. That can't be the reason why it's Aser. Gumos Mimela Kavyan. That happens by itself. It's a Davash Eino Miskavein. And that should be mutter. Ah, even though it's a psik resha. So there's a long note over here in the bottom. Even though it's a psik resha, when you remove that beam from the ground, it's for sure going to make a hole. It's still mutter. Why? Because it's mekalkel. Psik resha b'mekalkel is mutter. And it's also kelachar yad. It's a shinui. You're just removing the beam and the dirt, and then the hole gets made by itself. And the real malach of digging is only use a shovel. So says the Magen Avraham that it's that a psik resha by mekalkel, and it's also with a shiner it's going to be mutter. But the base mayor disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he holds the psik resha is also even if it's mekalkel, and therefore he says was the Gemara Mimei Lekavion that the hole is already there. When are you chai from digging a hole on Shabbos? If you had the dirt there and you removed the dirt, but here the thing was already stuck in the ground. The hole was already there once the beam was stuck in the ground. You're just removing it. So therefore, it's not considered a problem of digging. Fine. So that can't be the problem. Disnan, back up with the Gemara. Ilayim dekavit gumos. Gumos melekav, it happened by themselves. It's not a tome and lefes, it's known as tachas hagefen. If a person digs and buries radishes and what's lefes, I just slipped that in my head, turnip, I think. Tachas hagefen. So it's not the normal way to plant them over there. You're showing, you don't want, you're not trying to plant them, you're just trying to keep them cool in the ground. So im miktsas olav migulin, if some of the leaves of the radish or the turnip are outside the ground, eno choshesh, it's not a problem of kilayim. Lo mishim kilayim, velo mishim shvius, because it's clear that you're not doing this. It's clear that you're not doing this it's clear that you're not doing it to plant for Shemitah, for Kelaim. You're just doing it to keep them cool. V'lo mishem meiser. It's not a problem. You don't have to take meiser on them again. V'nitolen b'Shabbos. And you are allowed to take them out of there on Shabbos. So you see, how are you allowed to take it out on Shabbos? Are you making a hole? Are you digging a hole? No, you're not digging a hole. The thing was in there already from before Shabbos. So there's no problem of making a hole. So too by the beams of the loom. So what's going on? Answers the Gemara. So what's the problem of taking the amudim? No, it's not a problem of making a hole. Problem is that we're afraid that maybe you're going to come to fill up the hole that's made, and you're going to violate bona. Basad elo'aslashvui gumos. So in the case of the turnip and the radishes, it's mutter, because it's in the field. We're not worried that you're going to go fill in the hole. But in the house, we're afraid once you take out the loom, which was dug into the ground, we're afraid it's in the house. You don't want to have the hole around. We're afraid you're going to come fill up the hole. And the last line quotes another opinion about this. Are you allowed to carry them in Shabbos on Malay? Ain metaltalim. We said before it was mutter. Ma tam, why are you not allowed to do? Lafisha ain't nitalim. No. These things are very, very heavy, and they were made specifically for weaving, and it's considered to be either a klishim lachtal isser, or according to some, it's a like mukta machmas tisar and kiss. So it's something very, very special, only used for Isser, so you're not allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Fine. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Mikaplin, are you allowed to fold up your talis on Shabbos? So I always thought Rav Mordechai Willig said you are allowed to fold it up, not on the lines, but I see that Rabbi Akiva Willig does not fold his talis. So maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I'm not remembering the right way. I don't know. I gotta ask the Rebbe. I don't know. And I asked Rabbi Akiva Willig, he told me, yeah, his father doesn't do it. I don't know. Maybe because his father didn't do it. I don't know. Mekaplin es hakelim. You are allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos when you remove them so that they don't get all scrunched up. They stay smooth. Afilu arbav v'chamisha pavim. You could even do it even 4 or 5 times. Umatzin es hamitos. You're allowed to make a bed on Shabbos to spread out the sheets. To make a bread on Shabbos, to make the bed on Shabbos, in order to sleep on them. Milele Shabbos le Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Friday night for Friday night. Avalo mi Shabbos le Motzei Shabbos. But you're not allowed to make the bed on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos because that's Hachana. That's Hachana. Take a look at Tosus Mekaplin, small little Tosus. Mikan lamad the osel lekapa talisos shell beis hakneses lufishen tzarech machar. It's a beferish and taisvus. Wow, you're not allowed to fold your talis, your Shabbos talis in shul, because it's for tomorrow, for next Shabbos. Right, because you're only allowed to do it for Shabbos, but you're not allowed. That's the problem with folding your Shabbos talis Shabbos morning, because you're preparing for Shabbos on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mikaplin es hakelim umatzien es hamitos miyom haKippurim leShabbos. You are allowed to fold the garment and make the bed if Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, so you're allowed to do it at the end of Yom Kippur for the purpose of Shabbos. And here's the Yesod here, because Shabbos is considered to be more chamor, holier than Yom Kippur. That's why we have 6 aliyahs in Yom Kippur and 7 aliyahs in Shabbos, because Shabbos is holier. And therefore, it is permissible to prepare on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. V'chel ve'Shabbos kraven b'Yom HaKippurim. And similarly, if you brought a carbon on Shabbos, And Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, which couldn't happen nowadays. But in times of the Gemara, it could have. So, similarly, let's say you had the carbon tumid of Shabbos, not all the fats were burnt. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, so Chelve Shabbos, the fats from the carbonos of Shabbos, craven b'Yom HaKippurim. You're allowed to let them burn on the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur. Avalo sheYom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to burn the fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos because Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha. It's embarrassing for Shabbos to burn the fats of Yom Kippur. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same level. Lo shall Shabbos craven Yom Kippur, lo shall Yom Kippur craven Shabbos. You are not allowed to be makir of the fast of Yom Kippur on Shabbos and not Shabbos of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai. They said in the Beis Rabbi Yanai, lo shanu ela b'adam echad, aval b'shnei b'nei adam, lo. Only one person is allowed to fold a beged, but two people cannot because they're going to really smoothen it out very well, and it's going to be like fixing the beged, like makeh b'patish. Even one person, ela b'chadashim, only new kelim you could do this to. Aval b'yishanim lo, but old garments that have already been washed a number of times, you're not allowed to fold them because you're fixing them more. Old ones than new ones. The new ones don't crease so easily, but the old ones are full of creases, so it's usser. V'chadashim nami lo amran ela b'levanim. Even new ones, only white ones you could fold. Aval b'tzvuim lo, again, because it's fixing it too much. If it's colored, it's really fixing it more. V'lo amran, and even all these cases, it's only ela she'ein lo lahachlif. It's only if you have no other garments to wear. Aval yesh lo lahachlif, if you have other garments to wear, lo. It is not permissible to fold the garment that you take off. The Rishonim discuss what would be the din. Tosis Tirmascha Aval. You see the bottom Tosis? Aval Yeshlach Lo. Vilanu Sheshlan Alachlev. We all have plenty of clothing. Usser. Umistap agree. E Kari Yeshlachlev Kishen Lo Yafakazos. Let's say you only have one really nice suit. So you have another suit. But you only have one night. This is much nicer. So can you fold it? Because you want to use the nicer one. You have another one, but it's not as nice. So the question is, would it be mutter? That's already an issue that Tosis addresses. Tana shall base Rabbi Gamliel lo yom kaplan clay love and shalahen. In the house of Gamliel, they would not fold the white garments. Ben pesha hayalen lahachlif, because they had other ones. Amar avunim yesh lo lahachlif yachlif. Vim ein lo lahachlif yishal shel bebegadav. If you have nice clothing for Shabbos, you have to change your clothing and wear nice clothing on Shabbos. You can't wear your weekday clothing on Shabbos. You're supposed to wear nice clothing. If you have no nice clothing, yishal shel bebegadav. So you should let your clothing down the way the chashuva people used to walk around. You'll look rich that way. Maskel of safra v'meschezik kromas rucha. Why isn't that gaiva? Says the Gemara, no. Kevin the Chol Yom Lo Kavod. You don't do this every day of the week. V'ha'inu the Kavod. You only do it for Shabbos. Lo Mechzek Karamas Rucha. It's not Gaiva. Oh, now we're going to discuss all the issue of covered Shabbos by wearing nice clothing on Shabbos. Pasuk says, V'chibadto me'asos to rachecha. V'chibadto shalo yim abushcha shabbos kwa mugushu b'chol. Your clothing on Shabbos should not be like your weekday clothing. V'chihad Rabbi Yochan kar l'mani mechabdusi. Rabbi Yochan used to call the clothing that would show him honor. Some say not just on Shabbos, even during the week, right? If you don't feel the same when you're wearing a tank top and shorts as the way you're wearing a button-down shirt and long pants. So for davening, you should dress a certain way. Learning. The Gemara is going to say later on what that means. You're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos or go to your fields to check on your business. But Chefze Shamayim, if it's a mitzvah, mutarin. You're allowed to discuss how much stucker you're going to give after Shabbos, on Shabbos. Hirhurim mutarim rechafot secha asurim gam lachshov cheshbonos. Hirhurim mutarim ulishadech, right? Chefze Shamayim mutarim. V'daber davar, what do we learn from the pasuk? V'daber shelo yei dibur chashal Shabbos ki dibur chashal chol. The way you talk on Shabbos should not be the way you talk during the week. Dibur asar hirhor mutter. Even though hirhor kedibur dami, the Mefarshim talk about. But here it says dibur is asar, hirhor is permissible. Bishlama kul chai. Get all of them. El shelo yei luch Shabbos kul chashal chol. What does it mean? You're not supposed to walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the week. Mahi, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ki ha dam Rav Huna marav amila omar Rabbi Abba amar Rav Huna ha yom halach b'Shabbos v'pogav amas hamayim. If you're walking on Shabbos and you come to a big puddle, im yachal aneches raglo rishona kodim shetaka shnia mutter. So if you could do it in one big step, it's mutter. Vim lav, if it's too wide, you can only jump usser. You're not allowed to jump on Shabbos. Why? Because it's exerting too much energy. Tirchi, you say, okay, so what are you supposed to do? Maskel or Rabbah, hey Chilev, what should you do? Lekif, if you go around, kamavish bilucho, that's worse. You're walking, you're gonna be pained that you have to go all the way around. Le'eber, go straight through it, that's a problem. Dimun dimitas on mani maya, your clothes are gonna soak with water. Vasi de schita, you're gonna come to the malach of schita, squeezing, which is a told of dush, or malabin, a shilin, tosis, and ksubis. Ella baha, came into low efsher. In this case, you have no other choice. Shaper dummy, you are allowed to jump over it. Says the Gemara, Ella, so then what was the problem of hilach b'shabbos? Kedibamine Rebbe Merebbe Shmob Rebbe Yossi. Malav so psia gasa b'shabbos. Are you allowed to take big, wide steps on Shabbos, or is that a violation on Malay? Why is the only question Shabbos? V'chi b'chol mihutra. Is it permissible to walk like that even during the week? Shani Omer. Psi agasa noy tel asechon mechamei shmeos m'oinom shel adam. If you take big steps on Shabbos like a bal gaiva, even during the week, if you take big steps, every big step you take, you lose 1/500th of your sight. U'mahadu lebi kidusha debe shimshe. And if you want to get back your sight, so if you drink from the wine of Kiddush, that's going to give you back your sight. That type of walking is usher on Shabbos. And if you walk on Shabbos, so drinking from the Kiddush does not help. By the way, from here, says the Ritva, that's why some people during Kiddush have the minhag to look at the Shabbos candles first. Because ner Bigamatria is 250, and then the other one's 250, 500. So the way during Kiddush, when you look at the Shabbos candles, you get back your eyesight that you lose from Psiagasa, because you lose 1/500th for every Psiagasa. So you look at the Neros. That's why there's a minute when you start Kiddush. I do it every Friday night. By Erev Avoki, you look at the Shabbos candles. By you say by Erev Avoki Yom HaShishi, over there. Comes from this Gemara. Who says that? Right, some say you put the wine in your eyes by Kiddush, not just by Avdalah. But some say you can't do it for Refuah. Some say no. From Kiddush, you're allowed to put it in your eyes. It's not Refuah. It's Chavivus HaMitzvah, says the Ritva. The Meiri writes, it means through the Menucha of Shabbos that you get back your, through Menucha Shabbos, you get back your eyesight. The Darkei Moshe writes in the name of the Maharil, the Refuah is by looking at the Neros. That's the dark emotion named Mariel. The refuah comes there is by Kiddush, because Nair twice is Gematria 500. Okay, let's continue. Boimine Rebbe Merabbi Yishmael. Boimine Rebbe Merabbi Yishmael Rebbe Yossi. Mao Lechel Adama B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat dirt on Shabbos? Amar Halei. V'chi B'chol Mihutcha. You're not even allowed to eat it during the week. Shani Omaf B'chol Asim. Beishu Malke. You're going to get sick. Amar Rabbi Yami, kol ochel me'afar shel bavel, if you eat from the dirt of bavel, kilo ochel, apparently it did this for refuah, but they got sicker. Kilo ochel mi'besar avosav. It's like you're eating from the bones of your ancestors that were buried there in bavel. V'yesh omrim, kilo ochel shkatzim rumasim. It's like you're eating bugs. Tichsev, ayimachas kol ayikum. Right? In the mabel, it all went to the bavel. Amar shlakish, lominikroshma shinar. Why is bavel called shinar? Shekol meisei mabel nina arulisham. All the dead people of the Mabel got swept over to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamin Krashma Mitzula. Why is Bavel called Mitzula? Shakol meisim abon nitztalu l'sham. They all drowned there. V'yishomen kilo ochel shkotzer ramasim. Ha vada itzmachu yismach. We asked the Gemara, what do you mean? They were destroyed in, they certainly were destroyed in the Mabul. They didn't go into dirt. Amre came into Malke, Gazabir Abanan. Since the dirt is dangerous, so the rabbis decreed, you shouldn't eat it as if you were eating Shkatzim or Ramasim. Dahu Garbid Ochel Gargisha, a certain guy ate dirt. V'achal Tachle, then he ate cress afterwards, whatever in the world that is. V'kadchu le Tachle Belibe Umis. So the crest mixed up with the dirt and started growing in his body and killed him. Not a good idea. Now we're going to learn a whole bunch of things about Rus. This all comes from having nice clothing for Shabbos. V'rachat v'sacht v'samt simlosayich. Naomi tells Rus, wash and anoint yourself, put on perfume, and put on your clothing. What do you mean? Was she naked? She had told Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elu begodim shel Shabbos. She was saying, put on your big day Shabbos. You see from here that you're supposed to have nice clothing on Shabbos. Ten l'chacham v'yech kam od. If you tell something wise to a chacham, he's going to get even smarter. Amar Elazar, zu rus amovi o shmul aramati. Rus, il nami kamer la rachas sat v'sem l'sayich alayach v'yarata goren. Nami told her, first wash and get dressed and put on and get dressed, then go down to the goren. But Rus was smarter. V'ilu b'didaksiv. First she went down, then got dressed, because she didn't want to go through the whole town dressed fancy. They're going to think she was a prostitute. How was Shmuel smarter? Eli told him, lie down, and if you hear a voice calling to you, it's Hashem. What did Shmuel actually do? He was even smarter. He didn't want to mention Hashem's name. Maybe it wasn't Hashem. So he added Chachma to the wisdom that was there before. So Rus gathered in the field. She kept on checking out people. She didn't want to just collect with anybody. She wanted to find nice people to collect with. She wouldn't hang out with the dregs. Was Boaz checking out the women who were collecting? Amar Rav Elazar, Dvar Chachma Rabba. He saw something very special about Rus, that she was medactic and halacha. Shnei Shibon Lakta, Shlosh Shibon Ein Lakta. If she saw two ears, she would take the two stokes because she knew the halacha that leket is only two. But Shlosh Shibon Ein Lakta. She wouldn't take them. Because the Mishnah says in Peah, only two Shibom is like it. Three is not like it. Masis Tana, Devar Tznias Rabbah. He saw that she was very Tzanua. Omdos Me'umad Noflos Me'yushav. The stalks that were up high, she would stand. The ones that were down on the ground, she wouldn't bend down. She would sit down and take them while she was sitting so there wouldn't be a lack of Tznias. The Chosid Bokin Im Narosai. You should hang out. You should attach yourself to my people. Is he attached to the women? Once he saw that Rus had this trait of sticking to people, Amar Shari Lad Bukeba. It's mutter to marry Rus. He was telling her it would be mutter for her to marry. Right, we're going to see in a minute. Yomla Boz Leis Ochel Goshi Halom. Amar Belazer Remez like he was trying to hint something to her. I see the Malchus Beit David Latzis Mimech. The king of David is going to come from your Siv Bay. It says about David, Halom. Shnei Amalach David, Vayeshev Lefnei Hashem, Vayom Minoch Hashem Elokim, Omi Basiki Evisandi Ad Halom. Why was it Halom? So the Sfasem says that the crown would only fit on the people from the house of David. The Halom, Halom means the crown fitting. The Taval Pitek Pachomets, dip your bread in vinegar. Really? Amalaz Mikan, Shachomets Yafa Lasharav. You see that vinegar is good to eat when you're hot. Rav Shmuel Chaimini Amar Remez Remez. I know he's trying to hint something to her. Asid Ben Lutzis Make Shemas of Kushing Chometz. You can have an ancestor whose actions are difficult like vinegar. Manu Menashe, who was a wicked son of Chizki, a wicked king. He even put an avodah zarah in the Beis Hamikdash. Atesha Mitzada Kosim. She sat on the side of the harvests. Rav Lazar Mitzada Kosim Lo Basoch Kosim. Remez Remez La Shasi the Malchus Mitzdav Shetichalek. It was a hint to the fact that her kingdom would be split into Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. Vayitzpat lakali vatochal, Amar Rabbi Elazar, vatochal b'mi David, vatispa b'mi Shlomo, vatosa b'mi Chizkiya. Ikadame vatochal b'mi David b'mi Shlomo, vatispa b'mi Chizkiya, vatosa b'mi Rebbe. Damamar aharurer de Rebbe, the guy in charge of Rebbe's horses was richer, haviasim mishvar Malka, was richer than Shvar, the king of Paras. Masni satana vatochal b'olamazeh, vatispa b'mi Yomos HaMashiach, vatosa l'asid lavo. A little more. The Tachas Kevodo. Yikad Yikod Kikod Eish. Pasuk in Yishayahu about the Sancheirev, the king of Ashur. That the king killed out all of Ashur at night. Amar Yochanan, the Tachas Kevodo v'lo Kevodo Mamish. When they killed the people of Sancheirev, they killed the good, they destroyed the fire, destroyed the body, but the garments were still around. Ah, Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan Karla Manem Chabduse. He said that the Pasuk talked about Eish instead of Kavod. Kavod meant the Tachas HaKavod. It meant that the garment was still around. Tremendous miracle. The Malach burned up the bodies, but the garment was still there. Rabbi Eleza Omer, the Tachas Kavodo Mamish. It means the body was burnt. Kavodo. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer, Tachas Kavodo Kisrefes Bnei Aaron. No, it was like the honored ones were burnt, like the Bnei Aaron. Ma'alahal and Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayam. Just like by Nadav and Avihu, only the Neshama was taken out of them, but the body was still intact. Afkan, Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayam. So to over here, the type of burning that they burnt, the Sancheirev, was Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayam. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful week. Tomorrow morning, 7:15 daf. Mordechai, you got that? 7:15 tomorrow morning. 7:15 daf tomorrow morning.